Monday Motivation for January 29th, 2024. Leaping Forward. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. If you've heard of lemmings, your first impression probably involves a large group of them tumbling off a cliff to their death in the ocean. There's a common misconception that lemmings commit mass suicide. Actually, lemmings are prone to large, irregular fluctuations in population. This brings about mass migration to find new territory. Since they can swim, a large group will dive into a body of water to reach a new area. But because they're lemmings, they don't know whether the body of water they have entered is one they can cross. This can bring about unfortunate results for the lemmings involved. This behavior looks foolish to us, but looking across the social and political landscape, we can see some similarities. There are groups that decide certain behaviors are acceptable, even when a larger segment of the population would disagree. We see this displayed in some behaviors during social and political protests. Many times, the actions taken can look foolish or even criminal, but those involved have decided that they are perfectly reasonable in service to their goals. Scripture also has examples of this behavior and the consequences when these actions are not in line with God's instructions. One such example is in Genesis chapter 11. Following the flood, the descendants of Noah were charged with multiplying and filling the earth. But within a few generations, a large group had settled in the same area and were founding cities. This wasn't necessarily a problem, as long as others continued to spread further out. But in chapter 11, verse 4, we see that their goal was to build a city and a tall tower in that city. This was all to be done in order to make a name for themselves, so that they would be remembered. This large project was possible because all the people spoke the same language and were able to cooperate. So many gathering together to settle in the same place was in direct contradiction to God's instruction, but they had decided that this was the best course of action. God's response is to suddenly and radically change the languages of the population. This prevented the groups from cooperating. It may have also driven some to leave the area thinking it was under a curse or judgment, which it was. This inability to communicate would also have led to conflict that would not be easily resolved because there was no way to communicate. A wedge was driven between different groups of people so that they would not seek to band together for such a purpose again. We still see people banding together today to build organizations and communities. The goal for many of these groups is to achieve greater notoriety and influence. Much like those in Babel or Babylon, they seek to do a great work in their own eyes in order to bring themselves glory and accomplish their goals. As believers, we should seek after God's kingdom first, trusting Him to supply what is needed as we move forward. Rather than glorifying and satisfying ourselves, we should strive to glorify Christ and follow His instructions. We might look like lemmings to the rest of the world, but we know where we're going. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.